You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Buying a Dutch and smoking one. I've only heard of people buying the Dutch to take out what's in it to put weed in it.
I think that's correct.
So, but are there people that actually smoke the Dutch with no weed? Who does that? Do you think that person exists?
You know what? I started recording this, but I'll just take the second to Google. Does anyone smoke Dutch?
Like, does anyone actually smoke that shit?
Couldn't tell you. Here's a question. Does anyone actually smoke Dutch Master cigars? Number one question. I don't think I've ever witnessed or known someone who actually purchases these cigars to enjoy as a cigar.
This is what I'm saying.
As far as I've noticed, they're always used for alternative purposes.
Yeah. Alternative purposes. For weeds.
Yeah. What is up with people? This was from 2004, but you still didn't need to be sneaky online about weed in 2004.
Maybe you did.
I was there.
I was
outside.
But you forget things over time. You forget things.
Maybe. Wow, what is this? There's two. All these people are answering. I've never heard of a Dutch Master. Is it like a Philly? What? Are they not popular? This was 2004. I know they were popular.
They were popular as hell back then. But again, only to dig out what is called the Dutch guts, which is like the most disgusting term for anything. It means the tobacco leaf inside the Dutch Master. You dig out the Dutch guts and you put in the weed.
Oh, this is a weird... I found this on a weird message board because people are saying things like...
You on Arrowhead?
As far as marijuana, yeah, I saw once on Cops how people buy crap cigars and restuff them with marijuana, thinking cops won't notice. Stupid.
Yeah.
This is a very out-of-touch message board that I arrived on.
I think when we used the internet in 2004, everyone was 14.
Yo.
I was 14 in 2004, but I assume everyone using the internet was a 14-year-old.
I went down a Weinstein hole.
Oh, no.
And the way that people talked about Weinstein in 2010 versus 2018 or whatever.
Oh, yeah. They loved him.
Oh, my God.
They worshipped him.
Yo, there was all... I was on a black girl site, and the black girls were like, he gross, but he a G. You know what I mean? Like, because they were like, oh, he liked blonde nose. That's lame. Like, it was all this fucking, like, oh, he fucked Sienna Miller. She nasty. White people got bad hygiene. Like, all this shit.
That's a fact.
I don't know if you prove that. I've lived with black dudes. I don't think that they were any cleaner than I was.
Don't think so?
They did wash themselves differently, but they were no cleaner.
Oh, I think they're much cleaner. Well, listen.
Wait, so I know I can't get you to say anything against the blacks because you feel like you're going to be thrown in woke jail, mm-hmm. but would you say that the average white is probably dirtier than the average black. That I would agree with. But I don't really think that black people are significantly cleaner than whites.
I think it's a cultural thing that they're more cognizant of hygiene.
Of odors, I'll say for sure.
Sure, yeah. Well, that's linked.
I was walking around today smelling like a corpse.
Yeah.
Never been around a black dude to smell like a corpse.
I'm getting pretty worried about you. We don't have to jump into this early, but you're looking like a corpse. You're smelling like a corpse.
I had a rough week.
You're feeling like a corpse. At what point do you go to a physician? One foot in the grave?
I thought I had whatever it is.
Meningitis?
Meningococcal meningitis the other day.
So here's the thing.
And I did not go.
if you have that, I assume I would have that. Because we do this podcast once a week, and I lay on the floor of your room, which is disgusting.
Yeah.
So I'm in your germs, which I don't care. I think even in post-COVID, during COVID, If you cared about, if you've ever in your life cared about germs, you're the biggest loser on earth to me.
Yeah, get over it.
Like, you can't, how do you process, like, sex, you know?
Oh, no, you can't think about sex if you're a germ guy. You can't think about it.
I have no respect for germ people. I think you're, like, the utmost loon and, like, counterproductive weirdo. Like, germs, but my point is, larger point I'm trying to make is, if you had cockle meningitis, I think I would have it, and I feel pretty good. You look like you're decaying from the inside out.
I'm not killing it. I've had a rough 4 days. Everybody, my symptoms were, I'll try to make this not boring. My symptoms were an incredibly stiff neck and shoulders, a weird stomach that just seemed to get big, but I would poo every 2 hours, but I kept waiting for diarrhea because it felt like diarrhea, but just never arrived as the form of diarrhea until days later. And then everything on my body was achy. So I didn't think it was COVID because there was no respiratory aspect to this, right? No cough at all, felt fine like that. Oh, I had a fever though. So a few days in, I'm sweating through my sheets, I'm disgusting, and I finally in bed, I Google my symptoms, and all I get back is meningitis. And I'm like, oh, that's been my mother's fear since I was a child. What if I actually have meningitis? She would be so disappointed. But then I went back to bed, and I didn't seek treatment at all.
Like a real one. Like a real Civil War soldier.
Yeah, precisely. That's how I see myself.
Deep in the trenches. Yeah.
I bet you're going to get conned into doing all sorts of bullshit, like blood tests and colonoscopies and all that shit.
I had a colonoscopy.
Oh,
it's
what?
Not fun. Years ago, yeah.
Years ago? You're a young man.
Yeah, okay. So
what'd they find back there?
It was a combination of things. First of all, colon cancer runs in my family. Second of all, at the time... I don't know if you recall this. We might have been doing the podcast. Yeah, we were doing the podcast at the time. I was doing...
Molly.
No, I hosted trivia nights at local bars in Brooklyn.
I remember, yeah.
And one of the... I was doing it for a company. And one of the owners of the company... at the time, I was 28. They were 29. And they fucking died of colon cancer.
Jesus.
So I got free... And then there was some bleeding going on back there.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere.
Turns
feels
out,
like you didn't... You buried the lead, really.
Well, it turns out it was just hemorrhoids. It was just, no, it was no thing. But I was freaked out. I was like, there's blood coming from my butt. My grandma, who I never met, died of colon cancer. This fucking young dude who's my age just recently died of colon cancer. I was all freaked out and in my head. So I went to the doctor and he stuck his finger in my ass. And I was like, what do you think now that we're close? And he was like, well, you're young. You're probably fine. But since you said it runs in your family, let's just do the thing. And I was like, all right, sounds cool to me. It sucked. I had to drink all this fucking garbage that tasted like salty, syrupy Sprite. Ugh. And it fucking cleans you out. It's like, it's Drano for your fucking, your intestines. And yeah, then the next, they put you under and they stick a hose up your ass. And I was fine. You know, it's fine. It's a couple years later. I'm doing fine. My butt feels fine. But, what were we talking about? You have meningitis.
Man,
what
is to the butt? I don't know, man.
I don't think they're gonna stick. I don't think they need to stick anything in your ass. I guess you could have bacterial meningitis. You do kind of live in your own filth.
If the guy that I saw legitimately he was sleeping behind a bench that was very close to a wall, so he had maybe an inch and a half of clearance. And was just that was it. He was wedged in there pretty tight, and he had pissed himself, and the piss was going from his sleeping body behind the bench down all the way. There's a lot of piss. Hydrated homeless guy, all the way across the sidewalk and off the sidewalk. It was a wide sidewalk too. If that fella does not have biococcal meningitis, then I don't have it. Proof positive. End of story.
I mean, you have to wonder. the neighborhood that we're in.
If I don't pick up something weird?
That's what I'm saying. Like, and this is not a commentary on our unhoused neighbors. It's merely just an appraisal of the sanitary conditions of the streets in which we walk. You know, who knows what we're tracking in on the bottom of our shoes? Like, I bet if you did a little scraping of the soles of our shoes and put it underneath like a little microscope, you'll find fucking
Hymen cockle.
You'll find plague. You'll find shit. You'll find diseases that were thought to be eradicated. You'll find like the dropsies,
Captain Trips,
Dum Dum Fever. You're gonna find some like very disgusting things in there. Wasn't there some guy that like straight up lost his leg from like a bacterial infection that he picked up from like some kind of homeless encampment? Didn't we read something about that?
Yeah, it's the guy who runs the mission in downtown.
Right.
Lost his leg.
Dude.
They gave him like leprosy or something.
Holy fuck.
It was something real fucked up. Real fucked up.
So you might have leprosy.
Yeah, might.
You might. It's really not, it's not too far fetched. You probably don't, but it's not, if it came back where that was the case, it'd be like, yeah, I mean, I could see that. You know, you don't have health insurance, I'm presuming.
No.
No. So
I've never had health insurance. I don't believe in it.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's a total scam. However, if your symptoms don't clear up within a matter of, I'd give it like 2 more days. You should probably, something you should do about it. I wonder if it's your mental health manifesting in your physical health.
No, I feel great.
Yeah. See, you don't, whenever you're not doing great mentally, you're not able to recognize it, because we've been doing this podcast long enough where I can remember other times. Remember when we were doing the show 3 years ago and you were living in Greenpoint and your girl at the time was away for a few months and you were living in this like very small room and you were just surrounded by empty peanut butter jars. You had your laundry that you washed in the bathtub.
I still like to do that.
Hanging. Oh, I don't know why we have laundry. You had a clothing line in your room. You wouldn't open the window.
No.
And I was like, I think you're depressed. And you were like, I don't feel depressed, but I'm looking at my surroundings, and I think that's maybe not an inaccurate appraisal. I'm asking you now.
Do you know why I'm powerful?
Why?
Because I've never felt depressed.
That's great, and I'm happy that.
But part of that,
yeah,
is what am I supposed to acknowledging? These are like these people I see on social media that go, I used to think I was just a fucked up loser, but it turns out I'm autistic. Yo, this doesn't actually help, because you're still living under the symptoms
that
you had previously.
But that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying you need to diagnose yourself with any sort of thing. However, if we're able to pinpoint the issue, we can then move on to the, okay, how do we deal with it? How do we get past it? How do we move on? I'm not asking you to diagnose yourself with autism, although clearly you have it.
Or depression.
Or depression or anything. I'm just saying.
Or meningococcal meningitis.
If it's not meningococcal meningitis.
Oh, no.
Then if it's not that, then how about we figure out what's going on, and then we figure out how to build back better, if you will.
Wow.
You know, you're wasting away, and it's,
well, okay, you're accurate.
It's worrisome.
You're accurate on that, because I have no muscle. I look gaunt. I do. I look gaunt. I look like a single dad dope fiend. I got a disgusting little scraggly ass beard. My hair is too long. I'm trying to look like I'm trying to make it look like Matthew Broderick in War Games, but I'm gray. So I just look like somebody's professor / pedo uncle. I'm wearing tie dye.
Yeah, that's, I don't know what that's about.
It's a fact. This isn't my, I'm not shining at the moment. I don't look that great, but I think part of that is, I think you're looking at it the wrong way. I think I've been sick, possibly with something that's going to last a long time and kill me. And now my body's manifesting that.
Well, I wonder, I wonder if this is just a further degradation of a larger trend, right? Because your brain has been also kind of wasting away for maybe the better part of a year too, right?
I don't know. I mean, I'm somewhat stimulated.
Maybe you have wasting disease.
Well, that'd be terrible. That would just be a terrible...
I mean, I don't want to catch whatever it is you got, but I'm feeling pretty good these days. So I don't... that's why I worry it's mental, because whatever, if you know...
You're afraid to become a Sigma male like me.
Dude.
You're afraid to catch the grind set.
You're wasting away. Like, this is the weird thing. Like... whatever it is you have, you also have some sort of brain parasite that's preventing you from, like, there's some weird cognitive dissonance going on. Like, you're very obviously sick. You're not killing it.
Okay, what if I was, like, the homeless dude who was, like, just decrepit, like, just scabs all over me. One of my eyeballs is hanging out. I'm in shit-covered drawers. And I'm just dancing, and I just look at you while you walk by with my one eyeball, and, you know, the other one is looking at my shoe, and I just look at you and I go, I'm lit. Is that me right now?
It could be. What if I was poisoning you? What if I was just like every day?
I've been thinking about that. What if you've been putting like ground up glass in my food?
Or just like a little bit of nicotine, like spike in your drink. Just like I think that's how you can poison someone without it being detected in toxicology when they eventually die.
Wouldn't I feel good at some point then?
Maybe. I don't know enough about it. I mean, I'm not doing that. Like, I have no stake in your health. I want you to be well and prosper. And it would be, I'm not like the benefactor of your will. So there's really no motivation for me unless I was like a true, like,
what if you like, just, yeah, you're just a fucked up sociopath.
If I was like a really fucked up and I just wanted to watch you die.
You're into Munchausen.
That would be so upsetting. I can't think of anything more like upset. Well, I guess I can, but it would be very upsetting. So no, I'm not doing that. It would be kind of funny if I was, though. I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. What exactly is the agenda right now? I see you got some, what is that, coconut water?
Yeah, I'm on my coconut water grind.
You're doing like a flush?
Yeah. Well, I thought if I did some coconut water for the hydration and then ate a bunch of dates to clean me out, I'd probably wake up. I beat my fever. Now I'm just in the kind of post-sick doldrums, you know? Tomorrow I'm going to do proper exercise and see if I'm on the good foot yet.
Okay.
You know?
So you would say there's improvement?
Oh, fucking 3 days ago I wasn't even living human. There was something wrong with me. Remember when you came home and I was like sleeping on the couch?
You took a two-hour nap at like 4 in the afternoon.
Yo, naps.
That was disturbing.
Naps are for... a fucking like a homeless person without a book to read.
That's when I knew you were like really fucked up.
Yeah, that's the only time I nap is, yeah. If I'm, as the kids say, yo, can we talk about how down bad is going to be gone in a year and you guys just need to leave it alone?
Do you think?
Oh God, come on.
I'm trying to you know what the funny thing is with like memes and like the way people talk, like once it's gone, it's like really memory hold.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
yeah.
I know that things have come and gone and I can't think of them.
Yep.
They're gone. Like, when they go, they really go.
They really go. There was one, like, remember, head ass.
Kind of.
Yo, I hate women. Oh, that's not a thing a man would ever say. I hate women. Fuck.
This would be a very, very nuanced take for this podcast.
Oh, fucking. What are we? Finna down bad.
Finna's still out there. At least Finna was like actually came from somewhere.
No, but listen, all of these dudes. Whenever we say this sort of shit, whenever like, you know, head ass will be gone in a few weeks. People write and are like, you know, head ass has been big in the Philadelphia area years. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. You shouldn't even want to be like those people.
No.
Philadelphia.
No.
Eric and I watch the fucking Kensington videos every fucking day.
Nightmare.
You don't want to be like people from Philadelphia. That's the worst fucking scenario.
Nightmare town. Worst American city. Well, I mean, you know.
No, it's the worst.
What about
Gary? Would rather live in Detroit.
We pick on Gary, Indiana.
Would rather live in Gary.
You know what it is? Because at least places like as truly in the dirt as Gary is, like they don't have any pithy, like sort of little meme-y like things about it. It's just a blighted piece of earth. Whereas like Philly is just as much of a blighted piece of earth, but people are like, Philly, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, Philly girl, like it has this like meme-iness to it. That
I've told you, the corniest thing I ever encountered was a dude that he's from upstate. I saw him in Philadelphia at a show and he said, yeah, I just moved here. I said, oh shit, man. What the fuck are you doing? You know? And then I caught him in the fucking, on a message board saying like, yeah, I had to stick up for Philly because this fool was dissing the hometown. And it's like, hometown? You fucking bitch, you just arrived.
He just arrived.
You just got off the fucking boat. Shut the fuck up.
Remember when people using dry? Remember that? Like, this shit's dry as fuck.
Oh,
they were
yeah,
calling everything dry.
Yeah, my mentions are dry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything's dry.
And then everything was dusty.
Man, this bar is dry as hell.
Yeah, yeah.
What the fuck? I swear to God, one person uses it and then everyone starts using it.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's the emotional labor of faux urban language.
No, what's the one that they're going on now? I saw it. Andrew posted some fucking emotional intelligence.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
pure
yeah.
Pure emotional intelligence. What's up with that, yo? So what's up with this?
So for anybody that doesn't know what Eric's talking about.
I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Emotional intelligence has been a concept for 20 years, but a friend of ours just highlighted that the same news outlet referred to emotional intelligence in seemingly contradictory circumstances, something maybe two dozen times in a year.
At least a dozen.
And so that's the nature of manufacturing consent, right? Is like we just throw this idea out there, make you feel like it's a normal thing. Yeah, everybody's talking about emotional intelligence of billionaires. No, they're not.
Nope.
You're trying to make it happen.
Is the world ever going to be honest with itself again?
No, never.
It seems gone.
Yo, so that's what I was thinking about. We always joke that we're not funny at all, right?
Yeah.
And we always joke that we're bad broadcasters. That's not even a fucking joke. We might be funny. We are bad broadcasters.
That's a fact.
But I was thinking about it, and I said, what do I hate about podcasts in 2021? I said, everybody now has a completely manufactured artifice that they have a I'm outside talking to strangers sort of thing, even though they're in a small room talking to their friend. Yep. Fuck that.
Yep.
I think the reason that people like us is because this is very generally how we speak to each other. There are more slurs in person, but but generally this is it. You know, like we're not being more conscientious. We're not being more aggressive. We're not being nasty. We're not being more woke. We're not. It's a genuine reflection. Minus the slurs. And yes. I think people like that.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's in some ways probably feels...
feels like people have friends?
Well, I think the honesty in which we speak and sort of the dubiousness of the changing nomenclatures of the culture, whatever, like the sort, like... It almost, I think we feel like a throwback.
That might be true.
I feel like this level of discourse and this ability to just kind of talk honestly is like, I honestly think it feels like a throwback. What you were saying earlier, I see people that
you know talk normal.
Yes.
Talk not normal when they got an audience.
Or like when they're on Twitter. Like first of all, I think we live in a world and a time where everyone feels like they have to comment on everything that happens, and they also like their Twitter profile is their own little PR engine.
No doubt.
And they have to like explicitly say what they think and that they think what they think is the right thing about whatever it is, and they talk in such careful language, and it's just and like I bet if your friend circle is exactly your Twitter circle or whatever, or if all your friends are on Twitter, I bet that some of these people talk like that in person too. You know? Where like you talk about a certain issue and it's like, well, even though you're among friends that presumably know you and your soul, I bet you still caveat things and dance around and like make sure that you are explicit in what you think is the right thing to think, because I don't know. It's like we're all our own little personal politicians, and it's so fucking weak. You're lame, bro. Just be real.
Just get fired from your fucking forklift job. Who cares?
Yo, you're not even. It's. I think we're past it.
I kind of do, but they'll still trot it out when they got to get you.
Well, no. You know what it is? It'll flame up whenever a bad thing happens. Like, you know what I mean? Like, whenever something is in the news, or like whenever some shit goes down, so, like.
See, we say that, but I know a guy who's being, like, pursued by, like, dishonest media people right now. When they want you, they just get hungry for you. They want to ruin you.
And it's weird, right? Because I don't know, like, I'm trying to, because I've heard you tell me about this, and we don't have to get too specific. But, like, I'm trying to think who would ever have it out for me like that. And I can't think of anybody that I know personally that would do that.
See, you think that. That's the problem, is it's always the one you least expect. It's always it'd be like that, as they say.
Maybe. Yeah.
I'm betraying you.
I really only associate with real ones. And like the friends that I've made in recent years, I really keep at like arm's length. I mean, like, it's which is not to say that I don't think they're my friends, or that I treat them any lesser than my other friends, but it's like, as far as trust, I really only trust like four people.
Yeah, trust comes tough.
Like, that aren't my blood relatives. I
don't trust those fucks.
I trust my folks, and
I trust my folks.
You know, like, but like,
my mother has said many times she would lie for me if I killed my father.
That's a real one.
Yeah,
you know, that's, you know, I outside of my blood relatives, I trust like four people, and. Again, not to say that I haven't made new friends and I love those friends and stuff, but like, because I don't want to know people that on that level anymore. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to.
Being open hearted will get you, you end up like Bam. What did Bam Margera do except be open hearted?
What did he do wrong except live a life that everyone is jealous of?
That's what I'm saying. Like, he just presented the true self. He presented the true self,
which is a total like
a volatile wet brain alcoholic
train wreck.
But Knoxville is not real.
No, none of these dudes are real.
That's Bam's real.
That's why they're successful. Although Bam pretty successful, however you want to measure it. He went from being 16 years old and like making a videotape of him like beating up his dad and throwing himself off a balcony to where he's at now. Pretty successful.
The most successful person that's ever thrown themselves off a balcony, no question.
No question at all.
I hope Bam gets a bunch of 19-year-olds together and does his own Jackass and is better.
Yo, you know what? I'll watch it. Bam Margera, yeah, new Jackass coming out. These dudes are old as fuck.
These dudes are old, and that's the gag. Ha ha.
Yeah, I'll see it. I like Jack. I'm of that generation.
Yeah, you are. There's too many animals. I don't like when they... I'll be honest. I saw episodes of the show where the animals bite them. It's a very funny show.
But Wild Boys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't fuck with the animal stuff. But it is always funny when an animal bites somebody. Like, straight up. If an animal tears your daughter's throat out, I think you're not laughing in the moment, but I still think, like, later, you got to be like, well, if she had to go that way, it's just good, you know.
I like when the crab like pinches their penis.
Yeah, exactly.
It's comedy. I mean, that's comedy gold. You can't go wrong.
Free Bam. Bam back in the. I hope it's all a work and Bam pops out at like midway through the movie and people are like, yeah. They didn't know what to expect and it's a big reveal. Bam's there.
You know what? When Jackass 2 was coming out, I think it was 2, perhaps it was 3. I can't remember. Maybe it was 3. Bam's uncle, Don Vito.
Yeah.
Classic character.
Icon, yeah.
Icon. He was in the movie. They had scenes with him in it. And then he was cut because turns out he was a pedo.
No, he was not a pedo.
Anyone that laid eyes on Don Vito could tell you that this guy was a pedo.
No.
He was. He like groped a 14-year-old.
Oh, my God.
What are you saying?
You believe anything.
That's what it was, dude.
Listen, they were trying to get him the fuck out of here on some fucking Illuminati shit. It's not real.
Yeah, Don Vito.
It's not real. Oh, well, 2006, that was a problem, yep.
Yes, he like groped a 14-year-old, and they cut his scenes from the movie. And no one has, it's on the Lost Media Wiki, which is one of my favorite wikis. I think I've talked about it before. It catalogs all instances of missing media, mythical or otherwise. There were scenes that they did for either Jackass 2 or 3 with Don Vito that no one's ever seen, and it looks funny as hell. I think they pulled his tooth out with a car.
Yeah.
I really wanted to see it, but because he was a pedo, no one ever gets to see it. So I'm afraid that the BAM footage for Jackass 4 may meet the same fate.
How funny is this? That he got that arrest in 2006. I want to point out how different the world was.
2006?
Yes.
George Bush?
2006, he is arrested for inappropriately touching two 12-year-olds.
12? Jesus.
Yeah, it's not good. Now, at a mall in Colorado. That's weird, man. Can I just say this? I'm not making any excuses for this guy. But I think that sometimes if you're really ugly, being an alcoholic makes you a pedo. I think that combination of being like really ugly and also an alcoholic, you once you got like a double chin that's thicker than your neck,
lazy eye.
And a lazy eye? I'm not making excuses. I'm not saying it's okay. I'm just saying that it's inevitable.
Maybe. Yeah.
Look at him. You're right.
He's grotesque.
But here's the thing. I don't think he looks like a pedo because he's ugly. I think that
being ugly made him a pedo.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a theory. It's a theory.
So here's the deal. Here's how different 2006 was.
Yeah.
In 2006, he inappropriately touches two 12-year-old girls. Crazy charge.
I mean, where else do you
get a crazy charge?
Where else do you get touched as a minor? But the mall in Colorado.
Well, I was gonna say,
what else happens?
I thought you were gonna say, what touch is appropriate from Don Vito?
You know I mean, that's yeah. I mean, yeah. But I'm just saying, the mall in Colorado is where someone goes to get inappropriately molested.
Oh,
that's
fuck.
Where it goes down.
Hold on, I'm gonna say this is insane. In 2007, he's still in the Red Man video for Put It Down.
Okay. What do you mean still? Were they going to take him out? If it's a thing that's done and done.
No, listen.
They going to re-edit it?
He gets dinged for fucking touching 12-year-olds in 2006.
Oh, so okay.
It's a year later.
They take him out of the Jackass, but they leave. It must be Jackass 2 if it was 2006. They take him out of Jackass 2, but they leave him in the Red Man music video.
And 2007 saw the release of Vito and Ryan Dunn starring in a direct-to-DVD film, Dunn and Vito's Rock Tour.
He was a little minor celeb at the time.
Did you know?
He was like a focal point of Viva La Bam because he was funny.
In 2007, he gets hit with the, or he gets the 10 years probation to be served in Pennsylvania. He was ordered not to portray the character of Don Vito in any capacity while serving his sentence.
All right. Yeah.
So I think you saw Forbidden Works.
In what sense?
On the Lost Wikimedia.
Oh, well, I didn't. I mean,
you haven't seen the footage?
No, no one's seen the footage.
Oh, all
that's
right.
The Lost Media Wiki is about
Lost.
It's little articles about pieces of footage that no one's ever seen. So there's a section where it's found media, where like they. So part of the wiki is putting it out there that certain things are missing and seeing if they can track it down. And they found a number of things, but there are some things that they never find. Like I think some of the Columbine tapes are completely gone to history. Owen Hart the wrestler dying that was supposedly captured on camera that no one's ever seen. It's like locked in a vault at the WWE. There's tons of things. There's lots of silent movies that are gone forever. But part of that is the Don Vito cut of Jackass 2. It doesn't exist.
Release the Vito cut.
Release the Vito cut, folks.
Listen, he was a great man with sad failings.
I don't know how great of a man he was, but you know, the footage is out there, and you know, some people maybe would like to watch it. I mean, Vito's dead, so it's not like he stands to benefit anything from
it. Oh, everybody, you can find Dunn and Vito's rock tour on. It looks like you can find the whole thing
on YouTube.
On YouTube.
So here's the thing: we're now approaching the point where, like, do you think any living soul cares about a single thing that happened in the year of 2006?
Only if it can harm a stranger.
Okay.
Only if they can use it to harm someone.
So no one gives a shit about it. So this exists on YouTube because no one gives a shit. Right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Like, very few people give a shit
about
it.
But now we're Hannibal Burrising this.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's Don Vito. The Don Vito footage is our Cosby?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, then, you know, maybe we'll have to scrap this whole episode.
Yeah, I'm not trying to ruin things for Don.
No, definitely don't want to ruin anything for anybody.
We are brought to you by Factor. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular ones like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up your springtime goals. Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. Looking for gourmet? Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. No fuss, no mess. Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. Tailored to your schedule, customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Factor is your solution for fast, premium meals without the need for cooking. We're celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for the lowest carbon footprint meals. Head over to factormeals.com/worstpossible50 and use code worstpossible50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code worstpossible50 at factormeals.com/worstpossible50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. We thank Factor for sponsoring the show.
What happened this week? Does anyone care? I mean, does anyone know? Does anyone even know what happened this week?
It was almost the worst week in human history.
Oh, yeah?
Because...
it's a pretty high bar.
If Bezos had died, there would be no worse place to be than the internet. We would see people celebrating the death of a perfect stranger.
Yeah.
Let's say a million people come out to rejoice in the death of a person that probably impacted their life only in the capacity that they got vitamin water faster.
Yeah.
That their stationery came in 2 days.
Yeah. Yeah.
There are people who would like to pretend that they care about the worker, the line worker at an Amazon prison hellhole.
Yeah.
But they don't.
Amazon emotional labor camp.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But they don't care about that person.
No.
Because if they cared about that person, then they'd also have to care about the person that works at the hog rendering plant, the chicken plucking factory. They'd have to care about...
they've never thought about that person in their life.
In their entire lives.
And they never will.
They never will.
Nor should they.
No. No, fuck it. They hear that, you know, cell phones are bad, right? Mm-hmm. But they don't think about, oh, the stretch plastic that I put my chocolate-covered pretzels into, where was this stretch plastic made? I bet it was a very ethical factory.
Yeah.
Never consider it.
Never.
But Bezos, because he's a fucking Muppet, is the center of everybody's lives. Everybody cares what happens to Jeff Bezos.
Yeah.
There's 2,500 and change billionaires on the planet. And to watch the internet, there is simply Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk.
Yeah. Maybe Bill Gates, maybe.
Sometimes. He's laying low.
Yeah. Those are the big three. I'm trying to think of other ones. Can't. Those are the big three.
You also might have to get racial if you name some of them.
Yeah, maybe.
A couple Arabs make the list.
Yeah, probably some sheiks, probably some Chinese businessmen.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So why Jeff Bezos? Is Bezos a psyop? I think confirmed.
In some ways, yeah, yeah. I mean, he is a real... I mean, the fuck do I know? Maybe he's not real.
Maybe he's not real.
Maybe he's
at
entirely
all.
Deepfake.
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe he's technology, AI technology.
Doesn't look like a real dude.
No, doesn't look. Whenever I see footage of him, he doesn't look. He looks like PS5 graphics.
Yes. convincing, but not. But you know, uncanny valley.
Yeah, I mean, he's made to be the villain. You know what I mean? Like, he's a villain for people. So if his rocket incinerated and you know, he was out of here, yeah, there'd be a lot of people celebrating that because...
They would think that the money would fall from the explosion.
Maybe.
From the rocket and just... it would the trade winds would spread it across the world, right? And then everybody could be free of poverty when this man dies. That's what some people literally think, is that this guy can solve poverty.
Well, it's an interesting sort of thing, right? Because there was another time in American history where we had laissez-faire politics and a lot of goodwill came from philanthropy. And I guess people, I don't think it's too much of a stretch to say we're in a similar time where government doesn't do shit for nobody. The sort of divisions between rich and poor are similar to the... I'm talking about, I guess, early 1900s. I guess people expect things from people that hold a lot of wealth to make their lives better in some way because they somehow owe it to maybe a country or a system that allowed for it to happen. I wouldn't expect it. I wouldn't expect it from anybody. I wouldn't expect it from the government, or I wouldn't expect any other living person.
I don't expect it from my parents.
Yeah, I don't expect anyone to. It would be nice, but I don't expect it from any. I don't expect anyone to materially make the conditions of my life any better than it is. I think it's up to me to figure that out. That's a lot of people don't want to hear.
I'd say every day I walk past 65 people who I'm probably doing better than... I probably walk by 1,000 people I'm doing slightly better than, but I walk by 65 people a day who confirmed, mostly because they're splattered in diarrhea, I'm doing better than them. And every day...
I mean, you were splattered in diarrhea recently.
That's true, actually, so maybe we're just on the same level. But the only time that I do shit for anybody is if I have a $50 bill in my pocket... I like to give homeless people $50 bills because I love seeing how fucking worked up and excited they get.
They say, think of how much sconti I can get with this.
Yes. I like when somebody comes up to me, I give them that weird like eye where I'm irritated because you're talking to me with my headphones in. And then your spiel is good enough. I reach in my pocket and I go, hold on, brother, let me see what I got for you. Knowing that I got a 50 and I'm going to kill it in a second. And then I hand them the 50 and they go, oh, and I go, yep, just, you know, and then if they're like a total scammer, they'll go, bro, if I could get your address, I'll mail it back to you. I just need to get on the train, blah, blah, blah. And I go, just pay it forward, brother, thinking you might be dead in a day. You know, you're not paying, you're paying it into your arm.
Well, look at you. You're a little philanthropist.
I am. That's my point.
Yeah, you're eradicating poverty one $50 bill at a time.
But my point is that I'm doing better than a lot of people. I don't do shit for them in general. You know why? Because nobody else does. Yeah. We all don't do it. And then when we do, when we give money to, say, charitable organizations that supposedly help these people, a ton of that is just ballast for the ship that is this, the charity industrial complex. Your money's not going anywhere, fucko.
Yeah.
Your money's going to a 23-year-old to, like, you know, to play snood on a company laptop at, you know, the charity of...
Smile Train.
The Smile Train charity.
Yeah. Wounded Warriors.
The Smiling Warriors.
Yeah, yeah.
Snood amputees.
Right, yeah.
You know? Snood's kids.
Snood's kids. Yeah. The Ronald McDonald House of Snood.
That's it.
Yeah. Listen, man, the divide between the rich and the poor is pretty bad.
I hope, shut up. I hope Bezos kills you.
I wouldn't give him the pleasure.
I hope that he digs a hole to the center of the earth and then just like an incredible amount of lava comes out and kills you.
I don't think you really wish that.
I wish it.
I don't think you do.
Because you're about to go off on some, you know, like the poor. And, we got to stop talking about the poor.
Really?
Yes.
I mean,
I'm tired of their asses.
The talk does not do anybody
any good.
That's
what I'm saying.
It's just talk.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like, I think the talk is just to placate them. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Adopt you, yeah. One.
Yeah. Adopt one, yeah.
Bring one into your home or shut the fuck up.
No. Bezos has to bring them all into his home.
That's right. So the bare minimum that you could do, which is provide somebody with a roof over their head for a night, none of us would do.
No.
Not a single sane person would bring a homeless guy into their house.
Well, have you smelled them?
Also, what? I would bring... Look, you and I... We could grab one dude who we got a relationship with on the street who's nice, and we could say, brother, you need a shower. You're looking rough. You need a shower? But why would he say yes? We sound like two rapos.
Yeah, he sounds scared. Yeah, no. He goes, oh, no, I've heard these stories before.
Exactly. Like, yeah. Oh, hey, man, you look like you might have like a ring of dirt around your dick. You want to come to our place?
He's going to go, oh, you're those guys that eat the homeless, huh?
Exactly. Yeah. I've seen Surviving the Game.
Listen. Man, my brain doesn't work anymore. I had a whole thing ready to go, and then I forgot. The homeless. The poor. This is a thing that's... It's not in a good place. Here's... The talk, right? The talk that just is there to just sort of fill the void of your day to feel like you think you're doing something.
Yes. I thought about the homeless. That's the same as doing something.
The Reed theory, right?
Mm.
Reed theory, because it's there's no praxis. Right?
Sure. I read theory because it prevents me from from the stark and crushing realization that I have no impact.
But now, are we speaking out of both sides of our mouth?
No, I'm being frank. I'm not doing anything for anyone ever.
No, I know. No. I'm not saying either of us do anything for anybody. I don't mean to suggest that. What I mean is, I think people have more power. I think people do have the power to affect change, and they choose not to.
I think that I am of the belief that you can only do it on a person-to-person level. You could, it sounds derisive and shitty to say, hey, adopt a homeless person, bring a homeless person into your house, foster a homeless person. But I don't think that there's a charity that I trust with this responsibility. I think truly that's it. Like you have to be the charity. So yes, you can change someone's life, but it would require such sacrifice on your part. If you want to actually change somebody's life, it would require such sacrifice on your part that basically nobody who's doing well mentally would risk it.
it's easier for me to expect other people to do it knowing that they won't.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Because it takes the blame off of me and disempowers me well enough where I no longer have responsibility in anything.
I made the offer knowing you'd say no.
Yeah. I don't have enough to do it. So therefore, it's the fault of people who do have enough that choose not to.
See, that's also a very maladjusted mentality to me is he's got a billion, so I'm chasing him. I'm ignoring all the people I run past on this chase who have many millions. How much do you actually need? Look, you and I talk about the $70,000 loser. Like that person that maintains that if you make over 70,000, you're a class trader.
Yeah.
At least that person is a little consistent. Do you know what I mean? At least that person, like that person is a tragic figure, but at least they're living it. I actually believe that they make less than 70,000.
Yeah.
So I'm looking for, hopefully I saved it. The most tragic it was, I put it aside because it was, a person arguing the same argument. Let's see if we can't find it. It was a tweet about being a class trader. I think some shit like that. Oh, here we go. Let's see. Oh my God. This person that I get all this like very goof nugget. Oh my God. They post like 35 times a day.
That's a sign of something bad.
There is no doubt. Okay. What about this? You all need to stop saying "Eat the Rich" is about billionaires because it's not.
Oh right, yeah, I remember this one.
I cannot believe I have to say this, but "Eat the Rich" means all rich people. Exploitation does not suddenly become okay if it's a millionaire doing it, or if it's done by someone who only makes six figures. Only is in quotations, as though like that's, you know, it's so much money. Anyway. I wish Americans would stop centering themselves. Even being poor in America, you are still benefiting from the exploitation, subjugation, and continued genocide of Black and Indigenous people. Please get better politics. Our lives depend on it. Please get better politics.
Please
I like
get
that.
Better politics.
But here's what I like. Firstly, what is this person talking about? Benefiting from the exploitation, subjugation, and continued genocide of Black and Indigenous people. I think that we could certainly, those are true facts. Everybody in America has benefited from those things.
Sure.
I don't know if I would say there's a continued genocide of Black people. I think you could make the argument for Indigenous people, certainly.
Well, you know what's interesting? You know who makes the argument for a continued genocide of Black people? Pro-life people.
Oh, yes.
Which is very interesting.
It is very interesting.
Yeah.
They get a lot of wins in the Black community because of that.
From certain segments of the Black community. Sure.
Yeah. Oh, you had to say that? Well, you want to make sure that I don't mean every Black person?
Yeah.
The point is, this person thinks that if you make over six figures, you're rich.
Yeah, that's crazy. If you're making about six figures now, you're probably squarely middle class.
Yes.
Yeah. Like the maybe like a in the up, you're above lower middle class.
And look, those of you that live in Toledo, shut up.
Yeah.
We're talking about living places that a human being lives. talking about living a place that would be intentional.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, man. The rich and the poor thing. I don't know. Seems like it's a thing that's just going to get, the divide is just going to get worse and worse and worse. I mean, listen, I think this is what the point that I was trying to get at earlier. I find the whole, and I know you're going to take issue with this.
Okay, let's do it then.
Bezos, his wealth is at an offensive level.
No doubt.
Him constructing the space program rocket thing in the wake of mass amounts of wealth being funneled to the top, not just Amazon, but Amazon squarely in there. People's government enforced lockdown that destroyed businesses, destroyed lives, broken dreams, and then that money that in a normal world would have gone to them being rerouted to the Amazon route, where this man who's was already at an offensively wealthy level becoming even more so. Like, I find the whole notion of this scenario disgusting. So I would be in that pack of whom you would define as lames, whereas if his rocket incinerated, I don't think I'd feel a single thing.
No, I know I wouldn't feel a thing.
But wait, hang on. The fly in the ointment of the whole thing, because I think this is a rather acceptable thing. It's a rather woke and rather widely, yeah, I think everyone could can jive with it pretty much. Where the fly in the ointment, the part where it gets like really gross and cynical to me is part of that equation that I did about, you know, the money, broken dreams, etc. It doesn't acknowledge that we choose to use Amazon all the fucking time. We choose to use this man's business.
I'll go one step further.
All the time.
I'm going to go really far. You ready?
Yes.
I'm going to. You got to call the Facebook extremist police on me after this.
Uh-oh.
Everyone, it is a convenient and I don't even know, morally unintelligible position to say, well, we have no option but to use a cell phone. Well, we can't not use this. We can't not use that. We can't. Modern life dictates that you have no obligation to modern life. History is replete with human beings who have taken to the woods and lived monastic lives.
The Kaczynski cast.
The Kaczynski cast. You can do this. If it is your conviction to do so, you can do so. I've said on this podcast, if you feel strong enough, you will find a way. If you have a conviction that strong, and like I always say, look into tax resistance. Look, there's all sorts of ways that you can risk your freedom or your health to do a morally sound thing. But you won't do that. What you want is your cake, and then you would like to eat it too.
Yes.
That is what you want. You want to win, but you what? I don't even understand. You want all the benefits, none of the drawbacks. No such thing exists. It is a fraud to say that you had to purchase something from Amazon. You didn't have to purchase anything in life. Eat berries in the woods. It is your prerogative. You can live like that if you choose to.
Yeah, but then how am I gonna see Jackass 4?
How will I? Yes.
How will I beat
my dick to OnlyFans?
How am I going to beat my dick to OnlyFans and then watch Ryan Dunn and Don Vito rock and roll tour?
Exactly.
R.I.P. You two kings.
You don't have to live in the modern world.
But you want to, though.
Yeah, of course. It's lit.
You want to have a social life, which I mean, social media is probably the main, like, tax resistance, taking to the woods. Might have been easier in 1940.
Sure, absolutely.
But probably still pretty hard.
Listen, you're definitely going to die.
Not necessarily, but like you're not going to be able to, you living a fulfilling life would be maybe further out of grasp. Now, and that's not to say that modern life is fulfilling, because it's really not. It's like a constant rat race of towards fulfillment and never quite getting there. But what I mean is, like, in terms of social circles, in terms of shared culture and experience, if you're taking to the woods, you kind of lose that.
You lose all of it.
Yeah, which sucks dick.
But that's the sacrifice. That's you saying, I care so much about this.
Yeah.
That I'm going to live in an extreme fashion.
Yeah.
But nobody cares that much.
Yeah, I would just suggest.
You want to be lit.
Yeah, you want to be lit. Just try making money.
Try making money.
Yeah, and then you can give it all away.
I just have never. Once in my life, I know this goes without saying based on things that we've said on this podcast in the past, I have never felt like Jeff Bezos' victory was my loss. It never occurred to me once that I was impoverished because of his wealth.
Well, it's hard to prove a negative, right?
Well, my question would be, where did he take the money out of my pocket? I don't.
Consolidation of media. as someone who works in I mean, you work at comics, which is media.
He owns one of the largest platforms.
Yeah. I mean, the further consolidation of media and there being less outlets and therefore less places to work for, and I mean, I can't prove a negative. I can't prove that there's some world where that's not the case and you're killing it. But what I can say is that it's harder for artists, and not even just artists, but it's harder for content creators to break through because so much of the air is vacuumed up by few places.
Sure.
Does that make sense?
But there's also a million more platforms on which to reach people than there ever has been in human history.
That's for sure. And that's something I've been thinking about recently, about how like I think this comes from the Tarantino conversation with Rogan, where Rogan, for some reason, for anyone who listens to this podcast, if you listen to Rogan much, you'll notice that recently he talks about how he keeps bringing up Superbad. And he keeps saying, you can't do that today. And that wasn't that long ago. He's brought it up in like several. And I'm like, dude, you're such a fucking dope. Shut up. Stop bringing this one thing up. Over
I like
and over.
It. I think it's funny.
But like, what Tarantino says, what his retort is, which is a thing, it's a philosophy I live by. You can do anything you want. You can make anything you want.
Greetings from Evergreen Podcasts. We're rolling out a listener survey and we want to hear from you. The information in the survey will help us gather statistics and in turn make our shows more appealing to advertisers. I know most people don't like ads, but this is one of the only ways our shows make money and help keep their lights on. We promise it will only take a few minutes, but the impact on our podcasts will be tremendous. As a token of our appreciation, we'll randomly select one lucky participant each month to win an exclusive merchandise package from Evergreen Podcasts. Head to evergreenpodcast.com/listener survey to help a show and possibly get some free stuff for doing so. We can't thank you enough for the support. Now back to the show.
Now, would selling Superbad to a distributor for wide release be harder in 2021 than it was in 2007? Sure, that's a believable and rational hypothesis. But you can make your own Superbad in 2021 much easier than in 07 and put it wherever you want.
Yes.
And if it's good enough,
the point is that people believe that they're entitled to a career in the thing that they love.
True.
That's just not true. Like, it's just not the fact that it's not the fact that you, and I say this as a person who often feels like, hey, I'm good at what I do. Fuck it. I should be killing it. It's just not the fact. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it was like when the rubber meets the road, there is no, it's not like a fair world. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are we talking about?
Increasingly unfair. But wouldn't you say on some level that, not all the time, obviously, but if something's good enough that the cream will rise to the top?
No, I don't believe any of
that. Think if someone put out something as funny and poignant as Superbad, even if they could only put it out on BitChute, that if it was really that good, that like eventually, like it would sort of catch a thing, it would catch a certain wave?
Yeah, I mean, but it would just be so limited that it would still feel like a ripoff.
Maybe.
Like, it would still feel like they got ripped.
I mean, your field of comics is like such a limited,
it's marginalized as fuck.
Yeah, not a lot of people read comic books in 2021.
No.
But like,
they think maybe 100,000 in the US.
But wow, that's that's low. But as far as like, you know, obviously movies and TV are dying, but like the moving image is just takes new forms, whether it's streaming or TikTok or whatever.
Yeah, but I mean, what? Scorsese's never going to be on TikTok. You're never going to, like, I understand this rationale that, hey, man, the game's just always changing. But it's like, no, there's degraded forms. There's things that just do not matter.
True. But, you know, there are things like, will come and go. And, you know, cinema, movies, it's been with us for 100 years. And it's a fulfilling art form where it's like, I think it will always be in some part mass consumed culture. Especially, COVID didn't kill the movie theater. It very nearly did. And it was like kind of a miracle that it made it out of it. And it still could eventually be dead except for, you know,
it'll go away in time.
It'll go away in time. But what I mean is, like, I think that art form, I don't think that's going to die. And if you want to make a thing, you have more technology at your fingertips for better amazing technology that's cheap, that you can make whatever you want if you really want to. You may not get a wide release, but if it's good enough that people may see it, you know?
People may see it.
Yeah. So if you want to, like, I mean, I think that's the kind of wake-up call that people need, that it's like, you can't do that in 2021. Well, actually, you can actually do whatever you want. You can, and you always could have.
Yes.
It doesn't mean that you will be entitled to the fame and
You will not reach the heights of previous generations because the media landscape is different. You're just not going to be exposed to as many human beings. That's it.
Yeah.
It's going to be a very balkanized fan landscape.
I think even within these balkanized fan landscapes, as you put it, like, again, if it's good enough and enough people like it, that it then may be picked up by the wide release people.
Yeah, maybe.
You know?
Maybe.
I still think that there is an avenue for that. And I think the world is, like, desperately waiting for someone to change the culture in that way, with some sort of piece of art. You know, in the way that I've been on a Tarantino kick, so I keep bringing him up, but in the way that people credit Pulp Fiction for changing film.
You're looking for what I'm looking for, which is a major work.
Yeah.
You're looking for a major work. I've said it a million times. This is the biggest knock, again, no matter how anybody feels about the politics of 2021, no matter how anybody feels about the social sentiment of 2021, what is undeniable is that there's not a major work. When Bo Burnham's musical comedy is the thing that people are fucking talking about, as though like an adult human being that's not like a junior Jimmy Kimmel fan, like, that's for the Jimmy Kimmel fans that are like 30 versus like the real Jimmy Kimmel fans who are like 68. But when you're a fucking Bo Burnham, Machine Gun Kelly, Megan Fox romance follower, fucking, I mean, there's no major works. There's nothing that matters. There's not even an M&M. Are you fucking for real? It's not even an M&M.
You mean Slim Shady?
Slim Shady.
Okay.
I thought
you meant like the candy.
There's not even a peanut M&M out here.
Remember the blue M&M?
Oh, I mean,
when they introduced the blue M&M? That shook the world.
Honestly. All developments in M&Ms, granted I haven't had one in 25 years, but they seem like lame developments. They seem like there's not a ton of new technology there.
No, it's just like new chemical flavors. It's gross.
Can I read something?
Bo Burnham 100% is Jimmy Fallon Jr.
Who's the other guy, the I want you to leave guy?
I don't know. I forget his name.
I don't want to see his face again, and it looks like my face.
It does kind of a little bit look like your face.
I don't want to see it.
Each kind of got a bird face.
Yeah, I don't want to see it no more.
It feels like there's certainly no major works. It feels like there is a bunch of minor works. You know, there are things from these era. There's nothing from this era that will be remembered as great.
Nope.
There are things that will be remembered as, that was pretty good. That's about the ceiling now. We're waiting for someone to make something great again. Oh. Whoops. Was that Freudian or what?
I liked where you went.
That was a little concerning.
Everybody, Eric, what's your prediction for the next election?
Trump's going to win. No, I don't know.
I think I think somehow he will be prevented.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Yeah, probably.
And then that means DeSantis wins.
Tulsi.
You're like a real Tulsi head.
Tulsi runs as a Republican? Uh-oh. Who the fuck knows? Politics is beyond spent. It feels like gauche to talk about.
It does.
It feels like
you and I watched like 2 minutes of a YouTube of like a two men who are much funnier than us talking about cancel culture, and we were like, oh, get us the fuck out of here.
Yo, I can't take it anymore.
Yeah, we're like, oh no.
It's like we've reached the point where, and listen, I'm ready to take responsibility in being part of that whole shit.
Yeah, oh no, we're right there.
We're right there.
Yeah, yeah.
We're right there as those fuckers.
I'll march myself to The Hague and then hang myself after I'm convicted.
Plead guilty
as
being part of it. But like, if I have to watch another fucking podcast of two white guys be like, and they just want a social control. Like, enough.
I mean, I agree with it all. I'm more extreme than any of these people. I think there's like nefarious things happening, but like it's just a tired subject.
It's beyond tired. And I'm just like the archetype of the dude who talks about it.
One guy has my body, one guy's got your body. Yeah. It's the same fucking
it's
thing
like
every
they
time.
They ripped us off directly. We're not going to say who it is, but it's kind of funny. Whatever.
Can I read something just
It was us. It's our podcast, but someone who's an actual producer that knew how to like actually make it.
Yes.
Rather than what we do.
Yes.
Just lay on the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah, read me a thing.
I'm going to read you something terrible.
Good.
Or maybe great. This was a screenshot of, you know how if you subscribe to like different news apps on your phone, the like the NPR one, which I deleted yesterday out of frustration because it was just nonstop. Every caricature of NPR is now too real, you know?
Yeah. They won't stop talking about mental health.
Nonstop.
Stop talking to me about my mental health.
Nonstop. It was like trying to convince me I was burnt out. Like, get out of here. What the fuck? And then everything else was like, you know, is it time to rename the Deftones album White Pony into Black Pony? And you're like, what?
No, that's not a real conversation. What? Listen, not a real conversation. Go on.
Here's a screenshot of somebody's BuzzFeed the one that pops up on, what do they call it? Notification? BuzzFeed. This is from today. People are calling Addison Rae a Donald Trump supporter.
We're back on this one.
Listen to this fucking. This is what the notification reads.
Okay.
People are calling Addison Rae a Donald Trump supporter. So we checked the receipts and her Twitter likes from 2016.
Oh my God.
I had to check to see if that was real.
That was from NPR?
No, that was from BuzzFeed.
Oh, BuzzFeed.
I had to check to see if that was real, because that strikes to like the lowest form. That's can you sue an outlet for defamation of their own character?
Yeah.
Say, hey, you really brought yourself down.
We checked her likes
from 2016.
She's 20. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that is really gross.
Check my likes. I bet it was a bunch of jugs.
That's really, holy fuck, that's gross. I'm glad you brought up BuzzFeed because there was something I wanted to talk about.
Please.
That I don't think got a lot of press. However, I know it was reported by BuzzFeed. So if people want to get mad at the thing that I'm going to talk about, I urge you to go and look at the article. Remember when that governor from Wisconsin?
Okay.
Remember there was a whole kidnapping plot?
Oh, yeah, Minnesota.
Did you know that 16 of the 19 plotters were fucking FBI?
Is that the number?
Something like that.
Holy shit.
Please, I don't want to look it up. Yo, this should be bigger news than it is, because it's not. I haven't seen a single human talk about it. Except for the one place where I heard it, which is escaping me at the moment. I don't remember who was talking about it. But
did I guess wrong with Minnesota? I thought it was Minnesota.
It's one of those countries.
One of those countries.
Yeah,
well, you're not wrong.
A stupider way. Is one of those. One. Listen. Maybe this is another conceit of this podcast. Is those
no,
moments?
No, pardon me. Is the governor of Michigan?
Yeah, you see, Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota—they're all the same place.
It's all toilet, man.
They're all the same place in my mind. It's like the northern middle of the country. I'm pretty sure there were only three or four people in on that were not FBI. Which is to say, like, okay, then that was not a real thing. Despite how much it was spoken about and invoked as like a danger of the radical right in the country, which is a thing. Don't fucking get it twisted, people. But I'm talking about this specific instance. Seems to me like it was a fucking federal psyop. And I know we throw around that word a lot. I know we say everything's a psyop. Mostly because everything feels like a fucking
everything
psyop.
Everything does feel like a fucking psyop.
And maybe that's not even the right term to use, but that felt like a completely manufactured. Like, if this is true, which it was reported by BuzzFeed, so don't get mad at me.
if this is true, it's fucking fake. Then this whole thing was fake. And all the times it was invoked to influence you one way or another, they were using a fake thing to influence you.
Enormous role in the kidnapping of the in the attempted kidnapping of the governor.
So, yeah, that's a thing. And folks, again, I like to say this a lot, but look into it for yourself. And if I'm wrong, let me know. Seems weird to me.
You know that the people that organized the plot and so check it out. So I read the original tweet that got a lot of energy around it, and the replies were from bitter Palmer Report style people who said, "Oh, this is a classic tactic in domestic terrorism cases. They always try to claim entrapment. They're not going to get it," which is probably true. They probably will not get the entrapment defense, but it does seem clear from the documents that the people who actually organized this were FBI. So regardless of whether or not the defendants can claim entrapment, I think that we should all be somewhat concerned that this is how we're doing things out here.
This should freak people out more than anything. You know what I mean? There was a funny little meme-y thing going on. It was a tweet from Ashton Kutcher from like 2009, where he was like,
"LOL, in 2020, there's going to be a virus that wipes out 600,000 people."
Yeah, it was like, "Whoa, Ashton, oddly prescient." No, it said like, "I hung out with a guy who works for the CIA today. Is anything not manipulated or something like that?" See, the dance that I the dance in my mind is like, I think agencies like the CIA and the FBI want to present themselves as more powerful than they are. What are we being watched right now?
It's our neighbor Bishop.
Oh, is he waving to us?
Yeah.
Oh, what's up, Bishop?
Yeah.
Maybe he's CIA.
He might be CIA.
He's oddly friendly.
He's also got a body like Jason Bourne.
So he's like, gonna snap our necks.
Yeah, he might snap our necks.
He's listening on a little like satellite.
Yeah,
thing in his
100%.
He's gonna kill us in his sleep. I hesitate to give the CIA and FBI that much credit because I think part of their illusion of power is exactly that. They want you to think they're more omnipotent and powerful than they really are, which, you know. They are powerful agencies, but they want to. So I hesitate to call everything a psyop and that we're being controlled by the CIA and the FBI and that everything is all blah 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 blah. I hesitate to do that. However, I think they're involved in everything.
Yeah,
I think they put their fingers in everything.
Yes,
I don't know how much
ample,
they control.
Ample evidence of that.
I don't know how much they control anything, but I have a feeling that they're present, maybe not omni, but present.
Agreed.
Yeah. Anyway, you want to do rub maps? What do you want to do?
Yeah. Well, let's actually go over to Patreon now.
Okay.
And we'll do a pure rub maps Patreon. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's give people what they want.
Listen, everybody. We're going to keep this episode rolling. We're going to just stick to rub maps.
Two things people like.
Yeah.
When we mail firearms to people that should kill themselves.
Uh-huh.
And rub maps.
Yep. I'll send everybody what we talked about. I'll send out the tracking numbers. You should get your firearms within 2 to 3 business days.
Yeah, we're trying to get the name of the person that wrote that BuzzFeed article, and we'll be sending them.
Looked through her tweets. We looked through her likes.
Yeah, we went through a 17-year-old's Twitter likes.
Fuck you, goddamn people, Jesus Christ. Patreon.com/worstpossibletimeline. Kick it over to there. We're going to keep the episode going. We'll do fun shit on there. It's $2. You get a ton of bonus episodes and content. You get ad-free episodes because people are fickle about that shit. Patreon.com/worstpossibletimeline. Hit it. Hit the messages. We'll do phone messages next week. We promise. 205-509-9785. Call us. Leave a message. Oh.
You know what I was thinking we could start doing?
We didn't talk about the Bourdain thing.
Oh, God.
Maybe we'll talk about that on Patreon for a little bit. At WP Timeline on Twitter, worstpossibletimeline@gmail.com. You can email us. Get all that good shit. What do you want to say?
Don't remember.
All right. Well, then we'll kick it over to Patreon. This is 1, 2, 3.
It is now 2024, and the choice is up to you. Do you listen to good podcasts, or do you listen to bad ones? Well, we've got a suggestion for you. How about you listen to a good podcast for the first time in your miserable life? I can think of one. Overnight Drive. Going strong. 11 years now. The podcast about nothing. Your favorite podcast's favorite podcast. Do you enjoy nothing? So do we. Why don't you come over and check it out? And stop listening to other podcasts. Thank you.